Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank. But first, it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. And on the road, you can also check out the latest How to Do Everything podcast from the producers of Wait Wait. This week, how your pants can save your life. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Alyssa Perlman calling from Alexandria, Virginia.
How are things in Alexandria?
They're good.
And what do you do there?
I am a contractor for the Department of Homeland Security.
Really?
The
vast security apparatus. What do you do there?
Nuclear detection, whatnot.
Oh, whatnot.
You're in the Department of Nuclear Detection, whatnot?
Yes, exactly.
I think that's another...
It's a promotion.
Is that down the office from, like, proliferation howdy-do? I mean, I'm so glad you're so precise in that business. Well, welcome to the show, Alyssa. Corva Coleman, sitting in for Carl, is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly into the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to go?
I am.
Here's your first limerick.
In this drink that is not for you hens, the calorie counts less than 10. With this batch that we brewed, we're starting a feud, because our soda is strictly for...
men?
Yes, very good. Oh. Soda is strictly for men. The ads for Dr. Pepper 10 explicitly state it's not for women, so don't even ask. Dr. Pepper 10, it tastes sweeter and thus manlier than regular diet soda because it contains both real sugar and mashed up footballs. It will also come with a gun to shoot it open. Of course, if they really wanted it to appeal to men, they should just rename Dr. Pepper Nurse Pepper and make the cans bigger.
Oh, you know, I think this is great because men don't get enough stuff. You know
really?
What I'm saying? Yeah, they need more.
I don't like that protein bar, the Luna bar, because it says it's for women.
And I like it.
I like eating it.
But you know
like
what? It.
But it offends you
out.
That it says it's for
it
women?
It does. Be said. Every time I pick it up, I say, are you saying there's something wrong with me? I mean, like, I want to eat this bar.
All right. Here is your next limerick.
More carousing and I will be sunk. So this jacket I'll keep in my trunk. It's smelling my breath for high-octane death. My jacket can tell if I'm...
drunk.
Yes, drunk, yes. A New Zealand engineer has developed a jacket that has a built-in breathalyzer in it. You blow into a little tube in the sleeve. If it lights up, you're drunk. Also, if you felt the need to buy this jacket, you're drunk.
And with it, Peter, you can buy a pair of pants that can walk a straight line all by themselves.
Right. All right. Here's your last limerick.
I'm lightheaded and ready to swoon as I puff for this party at noon. Young girls and young boys can't inflate latex toys. The government's banned the...
Shoot, I forgot to listen to the first part.
Really?
She was working on the neutron doohickey.
You know, it's always happening to me.
What were you doing?
I listened to you guys on a podcast while I'm doing my job.
Yeah?
Oh, that makes me feel great.
So sometimes I tune out a little bit, and it never, you know, bothered me before.
I'm down in the silo listening to Not My Job.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me normally you listen to the show on the podcast, you're doing other things, and now you're actually on the radio playing the game, and you're like, oh, you're just reading the limericks, I'll just check the email, you know. Because that's what you normally do. All right, let's hear that limerick again. Now pay attention.
Okay.
This counts.
I'm lightheaded and ready to swoon as I puff for this party at noon. Young girls and young boys can't inflate latex toys. The government's banned the...
balloon?
Yes, banned the balloon.
According
to new rules in the European Union, children in Europe under the age of 8 will no longer be able to blow up balloons without adult supervision.
Oh,
because balloons are dangerous. Instead of blowing, they might suck and swallow the balloon. Says one EU official, and this is a real quote, "You might say that small children have been blowing up balloons for generations, but not anymore."
This is, of course, compared to the Euro, which both blows up and sucks.
Yeah, that's true. This is also true. They also banned the use of those party blowers, you know, the ones that go when you blow them in the...
Yeah.
I mean, they banned them because they're dangerous, because you could hit somebody when it flips out. I think the EU tried to have a birthday party when it was 10 and nobody came. Corva, how did Alyssa do in our quiz?
Well, Peter, Alyssa got all three answers correct. She wins our prize, Carl's voice on her voicemail.
Well done.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.